Silence by Thomas Perry. Narrated by Michael Kramer. Copyright 2007 by Thomas Perry. This audiobook is published by arrangement with Thomas Perry and Lesher & Lesher, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. For Joe, Alex, and Isabel, with gratitude to Robert Lesher. 1. The small neon light outside that said bunk was turned off. Wendy Harper armed the alarm system, flipped the light switch to throw the dining room into darkness, slipped outside, tugged the big front door shut, and locked it. David the bartender and the last three kitchen men loitered, leaning against the pillars beside the entrance of the old bank building, talking quietly while they waited for her. "Thanks, everybody," she said. "Eric and I really appreciated all of your work tonight." Victor, Juan, and Billy, the three kitchen men, gave Wendy shy, murmured answers and began to walk toward their cars, but David stayed at her side as she walked to the far end of the parking lot where she had left her car. She was surprised at how hot the night was, even though it was after 3 o'clock. The dark fronds of the tall, thin coconut palms beside the bank parking lot were absolutely motionless in the still night air, and it felt as though the asphalt was exhaling the heat it had stored during the day. She got in her car, started the engine, and locked the doors. She backed out of her space and waited until David was in his car, then waved to him, pulled out of the lot to La Cienega, and turned to head toward sunset. Wendy checked her rearview mirror frequently, and sometimes abruptly. Whenever she passed a car idling on a side street or pulling out onto La Cienega, she kept track of it until it turned and disappeared. She felt gratitude for the patience of the restaurant crew.